14 before 8, 746 at 92.1 and 105.5, JYY, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. Rob Carolyn, if there was any day to pick to come back, this was it, man.
Day.
I'm telling you.
Man.
You picked a gem, my friend.
And the nominees for Best Actress.
Oh, stop
in a movie.
It!
Suzanne Fox for The Kevin Hilly Story.
Oh, it's so great.
And the winner is Rob. Winona Ryder in South Park.
Oh, bummer.
Rob is looking at the article in the Peterborough transcript here. You know, I got to tell you, though.
Jeff told me the very same thing about you, Suzanne.
That she's a stellar actress.
Yes, yeah. Every day of my life. It's all day long.
13 before 8, 747.
She always acts so happy.
I got to tell you, we were looking at this. By the way, Bob McIntosh, I think, did a great article on this. I love the angle he took on it.
I beg to differ.
And wait a minute. Yeah, see, you know what Suzanne is unhappy about?
Everything?
She doesn't like the way that she is portrayed in this.
No, because it just sounds...
Look,
I mean,
listen to this.
Go ahead.
As a hanger-oner?
Let me just read...
Where's my education background? I was working at a bar.
Yeah?
I know, but...
Fox went all the way through the 6th grade and parts of 7th.
And has most of her original teeth.
The program director
from Vermont,
found her on the street.
Originally, you know.
Felt bad for her.
Now, said, I will work to get on radio.
This is the part I really like, though. We were laughing at different parts of the article here. One of them was, in fact, it mentions Rob here. It says, just then the song ends and it's time for a weather update with meteorologist Rob Carolyn. The trio banters back and forth. When Hilly mentions an upcoming newspaper article, Fox gives him a little shot.
Well, I am an ex-bartender.
So, she said, what does that mean? I go, it means you made me a drink. We hired you for your bartending skills.
That's right, come on.
After all.
Kamikaze Kevin, what would you like?
I like mine straight up, please.
What's your pleasure this morning?
See, Rob, it's great having her in here. I'm telling you.
I know.
And then she says, the abuse I take. I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
That was me saying that,
yes,
the abuse I take.
That's what Kevin, you're the whining part of the show.
That's right, I forgot about
she
that.
She acts happy and you whine. And together, it's a good show.
And then here again, admittedly not a morning person, I love coming to work.
Who are you kidding?
Oh, that's true.
Suzanne, is this reporter was physically able to see you.
That's right.
He could look at you and know you're not a morning person.
If you have ever seen Suzanne drag her body in here,
a little after six... rollers and a kerchief on her
Oh,
head.
My gosh.
She looks like she should be pushing a shopping cart through a Piggly Wiggly.
That first break...
That's where they found me.
That first break, a little after six, right after the news with Lars, she is like, oh.
All right.
Kevin, where's my coffee? Quick, hook up the intravenous.
And then there was another part over here. And this is the part Suzanne was really getting on my case about Rob. She's like, why did he say that? I go, what? She says, Hilly is clearly in command of the studio, fiddling with that button, working with the computerized playlist and commercials. Fox spends her time doing her nails. Oh, no, I mean scanning the newspapers and copy for the next bit.
She is learning how to read.
It's finally.
Suzanne
it's
was
a good
like,
thing that the monitor comes in large print.
Suzanne says to me, what does he mean you're in charge? I go, or in command. I go, well, because I am. She goes, why? I go, because if I don't do it here, it won't get done.
Yeah.
She says, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Boy, wow, that's leaving a
like
key guy in
Kevin's
charge.
I like playing with his third banana on the morning show. Pennsylvania. That's my favorite part.
Well, see, he was physically there.
Excuse me.
A lot of us suspected there was a lot of banana playing going on.
Me.
Now we know for a fact.
Said, I was third banana. Let's get this correct here. Okay, well, look, so Suzanne set herself up for this one. She says, you know, I could do that. I could do all that stuff over there. You know what? One of these mornings, I'm just going to bring her over there.
No,
I'm going to take her seat.
He's just going to sleep in, Suzanne, and you're going to be forced to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to take her seat. She's going to take my seat, and we're going to see how smoothly the morning show runs.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but Kevin, do you know how to make an Alabama slammer?
How are you going to do my job?
Oh, sure. Confuse the mix.
That's what I do. Bailey's with your coffee, sir.
So there you go. Great.
I expect 20%.
Great article in the Peterborough transcript yesterday.
I love the...
If you missed it yesterday, you can catch it online today.
I love Kozlowski's. I can't even say his name.
Harry Kozlowski, our program director.
I just call him Harry.
Harry.
I love his... I was skeptical about bringing Fox in for an audition.
But she kept feeding me beer, so I finally said yes.
Oh, my God. You got the job.
Once I saw her considerable bartending skills, I knew she was the person. Oh, my God.
But her personality won me over.
It's too funny.
It was that fifth yard of ale.
9 before 8.
It's just pathetic.
Oh, you guys, I could go on with this all morning.
My third beer funnel. I swear. Began to look very talented.
You're doing kickstands.
www.peterboroughtranscript.com if you want to catch yesterday's stories.
And all morning long, I'm leaning back in my chair and saying nothing. I'm just smiling at how stupid everything is because I'm so above the morning show.
Well, you love coming to work. It says it.
Right.
You're admittedly not a morning person, but you love coming to work, so it's okay.
I'm a stellar actress.
Well, it was better than standing in the line waiting for welfare checks.
I guess, she got tired of that after a while,
you know. Just
to borrow a different kid a week.
But the best part is I'm a stellar actress leaning back in her chair and laughing as I laugh.
Laughing.
Well, if it was Kevin, he would have been leaning back in his chair and belching, so it actually put
you
in a
better
light.
He didn't cover that in the article.
Why did he put that in?
There were a couple of serious bodily functions that happened while
he was... Or the snot hanging out of your nose. Any of the good stuff
about you. Nothing like that happened. Nothing like that happened.
I'm just a bewitch in this, and you're what?
A big win. No, it didn't come across that way. I think you're reading more into it.
I think you came across as very
positive.
Because
the previous line to that reads that if the friendship isn't there, the audience can sense it.
Exactly.
And then your line was, I'm a stellar actress, more or less saying that you just kind of, you know, you're acting, that none of this is true.
That's right.
We've all known that.
You guys, quite honestly, too, I think the main thing that came across here, I think the important thing is that
you guys are getting paid to do nothing.
No, well, yeah. And clearly, as I think it should have been, I came across as the star of the show.
I'm just the homecoming queen that...
Exactly. She's the homecoming queen.
But remember, it isn't Mix 98.5.
That's right. Hey, I wonder if the other guy at the other station in Manchester is listening this morning and saying, like...
Probably not.
No, probably not. You're right. You're probably right about
that. He went to
Hawaii. That's right. Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
He's from there originally. Yeah.
No, I thought it was Alaska.
One of those.
Jewel is from Alaska.
That's right.
I was confused. It was Jewel and Charlie.
So probably several thousand other people.
They had the same length hair, but that's about it. You know, it's 7 before 8 now, 7:53.
She looks better in a dress.
So, Long High. You're not going to get an argument from me on that, man.
Here's a drink, Kevin. Let Rob talk.
Thank you very much.
Sit back and sip.
Long holiday weekend ahead of us, Rob. How are we looking here?
Most holiday weekends are long, Kevin. Thank you for stating the obvious. Weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Sunday is really going to be a scorcher. Today, we've got variably cloudy skies in the forecast. May see a shower or a thunderstorm come through the area. There's some rain now stretching from Burlington into central New York. It'll be windy, muggy, and warm near 90. Tonight, partial clearing 65. For tomorrow, partly sunny and near 90. The outlook for Sunday, hazy, hot, humid, the risk of a thunderstorm, 95 to 100. The outlook for Monday the 5th, we'll have partial sun, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high in the mid-90s.
All right. Just, you know... I'm
just going to lean back and say nothing.
We don't get...
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves. We don't get
this, madame.
This kind of coverage too much as far as like...
No, it's very funny.
Papers, you don't get any type of coverage.
Papers go... You know, it's
the only time, Kevin, the only time papers are covering you is when you're sleeping on a park bench.
No, that's me, Rob. Hey. Get it right.
Listen, I made WNDS TV news last night, you know, so you can't...
Oh, really? We filling in for Al?
No, I was man on the street interview, you know.
Oh, man on the street? What were you doing?
That's a whole nother story. They asked me a story about old people driving, but I could go into a whole nother...
Oh, you said, well, I drive just like them, so no, I want them on the road.
But, you know, it's funny. Suzanne sold the article on her this morning, and she was actually amazed by it. In fact, her exact comment was...
Occasionally, I get a little distressed, a little sad, a little angry, irritated. I think that's only natural.
Okay.
However, with this new product, my irritation goes away.
Break. Oh, Heartbreak Hotel. Whitney Houston, 92.1 105.5 JYY, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show, minute before 8 o'clock. Hi, JYY.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Is Rob still with you?
Yes,
I am.
Rob, I am so glad you're back because this day wouldn't have been the same without you.
Why? Why is that?
Because you can get them going on this article. I mean, the article's awesome, okay?
That's true.
As good as Laurie and Jim were, we would not have gotten the same response.
No. I mean, Laurie was great. Jim was great. That's not a problem. But, Rob, for some reason, you can just...
I've worked with them a long time. I know what buttons to push.
Right. And that's the best part.
And I got to tell you, I love having my button pushed by Rob.
How do you think this makes me sound, honestly?
Well, Suzanne, but we know what you're really like, but it's great for publicity.
Well, we're not stuck on ourselves a little bit, are we?
No, I think it's... I mean, Suzanne, you're perfect anyway.
I got to tell you. Who is this, by the way?
Suzanne's mom.
No, it's not Suzanne's
I have to tell you, you know what Suzanne did? We printed out the article. She highlighted all the comments about herself.
She should.
I did, just so I could analyze them one by one.
Right.
Because that's what an actor does.
Yes.
A stellar actor.
And how does she get better if she doesn't, you know...
It's not to focus on herself.
Yes, exactly.
Do you want a drink?
Rob, welcome back. Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
Laurie. Bye-bye.
All right.
8 o'clock at JYY.
You've got Kevin and Suzanne.
92.1055 JYY.